Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compare the Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compare the Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product for Compare the Market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheapest free. T's and C's apply.
Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. So watch this ad. Or listen.
Quite the kiss.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Oh.
You good?
It's just...
Excellent. Oh, there we are. We want to let you guys know about something really, really neat that we're doing. It's called Build Your Brand. Go to sundaycool.com/buildyourbrand. Guess what? We have fully customizable swag packages for you and for your brand. To make your brand the best it could possibly be.
Yeah, that means we do more than just shirts. So whatever art that you have on a shirt, you can throw it on a hat, a note jotter, a water bottle, a wristband, anything you like.
And we have these packages already built for you. So all you have to do is just get with us and we can create your art for you if you don't have some of that already. And we can make your brand beautiful. It's going to make you stand out. It's going to unite you and your community. And it's going to be a really big deal.
Yeah.
So go to sundaycool.com/buildyourbrand. Man, I feel like this has been really wholesome. A little ASMR kind of.
Yeah. This hurts my back standing like
Does
this.
Does it? Okay. I kind of like it.
All right.
Thanks for watching, guys. Back to the show. Okay, you get $2 million right now, but you cannot poop in a toilet for the rest of your life. No porta potties, no ceramic thrones whatsoever. No toilets. Do you take that deal?
Yeah, not a problem for me.
For real?
Not even an ounce of a
What's your plan? Diapers? Outside?
Outside. We live in the woods.
What if you're in an airport?
I hold my Good poop question. When I'm traveling. I don't poop That's until true. I get
Same. Home. You hold it?
She can go for days without pooping.
Really?
Sometimes a week.
Has it ever become a problem, though, where you're like, I'm not going to go the day I'm flying, and then you're like day three in a trip, and you're like, okay, I should be worried.
At that point, if I'm arrived at my destination, all I need to do is find some woods.
It's true.
I used to get the travel constipation.
Yeah.
But I don't anymore.
You have no shame, no guilt.
I think it's a brain thing. Your brain knows when not to do it. But if you get comfortable enough, like once you start traveling more, I'm looking at it. I never used to poop when camping. But then we started going annually, like to big camping trips, like 3 days.
Yeah.
And like, I think like in the most recent camping trip, I took a deuce in the forest.
Those are Josh's favorite poops.
They are. They're so freeing.
Dude, it's the best. You're out there by yourself. I saw a tortoise literally cross my path as I was sitting.
Between your legs?
You were insane. Yeah, right between my legs. No!
Reverse!
It was like 5 minutes. I was like, just like me screaming, no! I couldn't stop. And you wouldn't slow down.
Yeah, dude, I'd do it for $1 million.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the lowest amount of money you would take to never poop in a toilet ever again?
How long is ever again?
Ever again.
Your whole life.
Yeah, $1 million probably. That's how much a toilet is worth to me.
I feel like a $500,000 is not worth it. I think a million, you could change your life money for now.
Yeah.
Very important.
I don't know.
I mean, that's what we spend in like half a year though.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'll buy a $1 million home and I'll build a really cool outside area where I can, like a pen.
Yeah.
It'll just be a pen
for like what poop. What's the essence of a toilet?
Yeah.
Because can I get a 5 gallon bucket and like put a pool noodle around it?
Dude, in Asia.
I think that counts as a toilet.
In China and stuff, they just straight up squat.
Yeah. They do, and that's horrifying to me that they just poop in a hole together.
Well, no, to me, their toilets are, there's no toilet.
Yeah,
like,
it's a hole.
Yeah, but they're not doing it together.
Wouldn't that be cooler if they did, though?
No, but we did go to a rest stop, and it was literally in the middle of nowhere, and there's just trenches dug with, like,
wooden boards over them with
that's
the holes.
Crazy.
No doors. We walk in and we're like,
yeah, no shame. It's just not what we're used to.
Not accustomed.
That would be difficult. That would be very, very difficult.
I would start marketing my pooping when I'm traveling. I would say like, hey, I'm going to be in Portland. Catch me pooping so that all the composters can come find
me. Catch me pooping. There is an app where you can track your poops and you can like leave reviews of your poops and it's like stars. I'm like, can we make this app bigger? Because how fun would that be if you just follow around your friends and you just get notified every time they poop and it's like, where did you poop? And what was the review? What was the rating?
The length?
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't we start a poop text?
Let's do it.
My girlfriend and I used to text each other after every poop.
Let's figure out if we could do something where it's like something with our fans too. Like everyone, we all get notified.
Like show the ceiling where you're pooping.
you know,
or those, POV, you're pooping. So it's like whatever's in front of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, those bracelets that like they vibrate or get warm whenever you're like your spouse like touches it and is thinking of you, like for people that are like long distance traveling.
What? That's cute.
Like it's a bracelet. Like it's like, oh, when it like vibrates, it's like, hey, that's when they're thinking of you, or like that's their I love you. We need to do that. We need to sell those, but for pooping. And so when all of our friends of the show are just pooping anywhere, they could press this button and we can all know together. Our family's pooping right now.
A poop has been
hit. Like,
it'd be so funny.
Everybody's super regular.
How about a song?
Ooh!
Yes.
You want a song?
Yes, please.
I'm feeling pretty soulful today. Maybe
a little
slow jam or something.
Take it down a notch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do something kind of slow.
Slow.
Oh, that was cool.
That was like a little Barry White impression.
Oh, Barry White.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think I can play something on the ukulele. I'm going to try to find something in the machine.
You can mix something probably pretty quick.
I've been working on something, so we'll just try this.
Oh.
You guys ready?
I hope it matches.
Yeah. I mean, we could try.
Right, yeah.
All right, here we go.
We'll just come up with something.
And go.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to Ninjas of Butterflies, y'all. We figured we'd slow it down today. This song goes out to all you love birds out there. So grab that person that you love and bring them in close and whisper these sweet, sweet words into their ear. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know Bigfoot still walks this earth?
Yeah, he does.
Or that sloths can hold the breath under water longer than a dolphin. Is it true that Matt Damon bought a zoo?
What you gonna do with that zoo, Matthew?
Yeah, I still have doubts that we actually landed on the moon.
We probably did, but that's definitely questionable.
Anyways, these are just a couple of things that I wanted y'all to hear today. Something sweet that you can whisper into the person you love's ear. But I figured we'd start the show. Episode 49 of Ninjas Are Butterflies. Yeah.
So hand it over, give it over, let me have it, four leaf clover, ever, anything. All I wanna do is call you my baby. My baby.
All right.
So take my hand, hold me tight, promise you can keep me right. If you do, I'ma just call you my little lady.
Oh, woo! Wow.
My lady.
Man.
Ninjas.
Oh, yeah.
Ninjas are butterflies.
Okay.
Let's start the show.
All right, we can do that.
We'll start the show.
All right. That sounded real good. Should we? Do you want
to?
We can stop the song now.
Ooh-hoo.
Stop the song. All right. Yeah. Nope. This song's over now.
So,
but we'll see you next time, y'all. Remember to take it real.
So it's over.
Okay.
Woo!
Yep. We got it. You can. Yep. You can. Take. Oh, there we go. Yeah. So.
Wow.
Slow.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely nailed every single word in that first
quote. It's like you had to catch up, dude.
Oh, my baby. Woo. So good.
Anyways,
we just want to do a little slow jam.
Just today. Something a little fun.
Nice.
A little slow jam there for you.
That was so funny.
Okay, everyone.
What do you got over there?
I got something.
Topic
I got something.
Topic of the day.
This is all we're going to talk about today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We never talk fully about these questions.
No, because most of the time we answer them really quickly, but this one's going to add a lot of debate.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm excited.
Today's question. Sent in by a viewer. Should the elder?
Let me do it again. Hey, let's take it from the top, dude. Yeah, you're good. You're good. You're better than that.
I got a question for you guys.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Question sent in by a viewer. Mm. Should the elder? I can't say
let's
it.
Let's do it one more time. You're good. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Hey, I know you can do it. Okay. And I love you.
Yeah. I don't know why I can't say it.
That's good.
Should the elderly watch their backs?
Oh.
Should the elderly. Why is it so hard for me to say?
Elderly.
Elderly. Should the elderly watch their backs?
That's such. There's nothing more to that question.
Nope, that's it.
I mean, if it's, I'm going to say no, but it confuses me. Yeah. But I'm going to say no because that seems like a should weird watch threat or something.
Yeah, that is. It does sound like a threat, right?
I don't think anyone's coming out for the elderly.
Yeah, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm confused too, but I agree with you. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, they don't need to watch. Yeah.
I would say no, they don't need to watch their backs.
Yeah.
Okay. Seems weird. Like, why would you threaten them?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
No, they don't need to watch their backs, but they need to watch their posture.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good point. They don't need to watch their backs, but they should watch their posture. I like that. What?
What is right behind you? What is that?
That's what you're talking about. What is that?
Is that a hatchet?
Is that a note attached to it? What is that?
What in the world?
What the heck?
Did you bring that in, Lola?
No.
It's right behind her.
That's really weird.
It looks ominous.
Like, so you have like, a hat? She hit a hatchet behind the couch?
I mean, it was right in her
What does
spot.
The note say?
Watch your back. I'm coming for you geezers.
Oh, my goodness.
What in the world? Wait. Show the camera. Who signed it?
What?
Is that a hatchet? Was that written in blood?
What in the world?
No.
So I'm elderly. I guess you do have to watch your backs because Lily's coming after you. Welcome to the show.
Why?
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
most beautiful creatures.
Empty your mind.
You learn martial arts. Ninja Nanda!
You guys, now we're planting evidence.
Oh,
that's what we do here. Anything for a laugh.
Yeah,
I'll plant evidence for a laugh.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm back. And hey, I have gifts.
Andrew's back.
Pop-Tarts.
Andrew's back. Dude, if this is unfrosted, I'm losing.
Frosted.
No, it's frosted. I feel it.
I couldn't find Wildberry, but what I did was get the flavors that you made fun of.
Ugh.
S'mores.
And I swapped them.
Ugh.
So you gave them both s'mores?
Yeah, I couldn't
even
find
the smell of it,
no,
dude.
Be quiet.
No, the smell. I hate. It sounds like it's a terrible graham cracker.
No, it's not that bad.
It's so bad.
What do you mean a terrible graham cracker? It's a s'mores Pop-Tart. It's not supposed to be a graham cracker.
Ugh. It's so gross.
It is.
It's like paste. It's just chalky paste.
Listen, is it?
Yeah.
I hate marshmallows.
Hey, whoa.
I hate marshmallows.
You
and you always say I hate marshmallows too, but you're a poser marshmallow.
That's more
hater.
Like a fluff. I love fluff.
Hey. Can you blame the guy you love fluff?
I don't mind strawberry.
Strawberry's the best.
I just think it's an old person Pop-Tart.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well, s'mores is
what's your favorite Pop-Tart? Mine, strawberry. What's your favorite Pop-Tart? I like the s'mores one.
Pooped your diaper.
No.
That's you.
No, the people that eat s'mores, they go, I'll take the s'mores. That's the s'mores people. Yeah.
No.
I'm that person.
No, you're not. You're like,
can I get the strawberry? I have a penny.
Make fun of her now.
It should be enough.
Make fun of her now.
He won't. I'm his wife.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I would never.
Hey, after the pod, though. Okay.
Watch it.
Women.
Yeah.
Love them.
Love them.
Want to live with them.
But you can't.
In the world.
Live without them.
We can't.
Because we go extinct.
Exactly. We wouldn't be here. Let's give it up for women. Wow, she's not even clapping.
You all right?
Yes.
What was a stare?
Whoa. Nothing. Just like, oh, it was really aggressive. She's like, her white knuckling the screw.
You've been saying that to me. You've been like, why are you staring at me?
I can't catch her staring at me. And I said, what are you looking at? Like, what's up?
She's like,
can I not just look at you?
I can't look at you. I'm your wife.
But I did it to her the other night. Yeah. When she was feeding Jane, I just go.
Dude, I'm
taking. She goes, what are you doing? I said, see? Dude. It's weird, just a stare.
Yes, I'm taking your side on this. I've been laying in bed all week, and I've caught Paige so many times. I'll be, you know, like on my phone, and I'll look up, and she's just like, she's no longer reading. I'm like, what's up? She's like, Can I not look at you?
Why? What are you thinking when you're looking at Josh?
Can I say what she's thinking? This is her.
Your guess? Your guess?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I have to live with this man for the rest of my life.
No, goober.
Where did I go wrong?
No.
Don't say that.
I'm looking at you because I love you. I think you're handsome.
No, brother. Listen.
Watch it.
I get it. There's been times where I'll just be turned around in my chair just staring at you. Yeah. And I'll watch you for hours, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you are a handsome guy.
You are. You're handsome.
Yeah. See why we all look at you? Because you're handsome.
You're like Brad Pitt from Legends of the Fall.
That's why every single person is subscribed to this podcast is because they want to see how handsome you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It's okay, bud.
So, all right. Lily, how long does he have to look at you back before he's allowed to look back away? Because that's the thing that makes it always feel weird.
That also sounded like a riddle.
It was. I'm like, I don't know. What are you saying?
You know what I mean?
Like,
three times when you're stare.
So like.
Double that.
Everything stare I say back, is not a riddle.
When will you do it?
No, but like if you're staring at Josh and he looks up and acknowledges it, like what are you hoping for?
Oh, if he looks at me, I'll do this. If he looks up, I go.
Okay.
So you're not wanting anything.
No, I'm not wanting to make eye contact.
What are you thinking whenever you're looking at him? Because he told you he thinks you're thinking.
Honestly, probably nothing about even you. I just fixated. Whoa. You were my focal point, and I'm off on another planet.
That's kind of like how when
nothing.
When dogs are pooping, you know how they look at you in the eye? Yeah. That's literally the exact same thing.
It's so weird.
They're so Lily's mentally pooping in her mind, just getting rid of all the bad information and then just staring at you.
You know why dogs do that though, right?
Apparently, I've heard it's because they're vulnerable.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We're their safe place. Yeah.
Looking to you.
Yeah. So they're like, hey, protect me while I'm pooping, dude.
That's why when they're done pooping, they like give a little run after.
Yeah. That's
like, all right.
All right.
That's what we're going to have to start doing if we take that $2 million deal. It's like, figure out, Kels, look at me. Look at me.
You're not going to attack me, are you?
Ada does it.
Very vulnerable right now.
When Ada poops in the woods, she looks at us. But you can't
look
back at
her. Hold on,
I love that you say like all kids just poop in the woods.
You know, all kids poop in the woods.
Yeah, because you know, when kids poop in the woods, as they do.
Dude, she is so ready to be potty trained.
Yeah.
But she just, it's like, it's going to be a commitment. But she like, she'll go and hide wherever to poop.
Yeah.
And if you like look at her and go, hi, she goes, ah! like, stop looking at me.
Look away.
That's what I make whenever people pass by in the stall when I'm pooping and they peek in. It's like, is anyone in there?
But she literally has a place in the woods in our backyard.
That's
like her place, like a dog.
You should literally make her a little tiny outhouse there.
We thought about it.
That'd be so funny, dude.
Oh, that's awesome.
We did think about it.
That's great.
How's everyone's week?
Oh, it was phenomenal. It
Andrew's was fun.
Yeah.
Andrew had some surgery. Andrew had some surgery. They cut him open. And now he can barely walk. Heart. What?
Did they take your heart out?
No, it was a... trying to be 7 feet tall.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Didn't really work, so now I'm just in pain.
Hippo.
What would they replace his heart with, you think?
It's hippo, right?
Hippo, yeah.
Hippo. That's a hippo violation.
How much did you pay for your surgery? Just kidding. Don't tell me. That's against the law.
Out of pocket.
What's your group ID number on your insurance card? What, did you watch a show?
Did I watch a show? I did not.
I told Paige you guys should watch Peaky Blinders.
Dude, he's been editing like the whole time he's been out. Yeah.
Silly boy.
I stayed ahead.
Yeah.
Silly.
No, that's what we expect. I mean, like, listen, there's things. I mean,
no excuse.
Yeah. I mean, what's his face? Just got married and we're like, hey, we know you're getting married in like an hour or two, but like, hey, if you could just make some, you know, make some sales calls or something. Yeah, yeah. I'd really appreciate it. Yeah.
I do want to say
it's really important. No, I'm joking.
Oh,
that's a hypothetical situation. Next week.
Oh,
I do want to say if you're like going back, if you were watching 47 or 48 and you were like, what on earth is happening? I was a little high. Prescribed drugs.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I was a little.
It was like I was just high all of episode 47.
Not on the episode.
Not
the
on the
edit.
Episode. The on edit. The edit. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Because you did it. I asked you when you came in yesterday because he did his Instagram story and he's like zooming in on a lamp. He's like, the lamp is staring at me.
I saw
the
it.
Lamp looked like a skull. Paige told me immediately. She came in the room. She was like, take that stupid story down.
I thought it was like, so funny.
I thought it was too.
When I saw the lamp in the middle of the yard? Get out of here.
Why is it saying hello, Andrew?
That's how I'm going to decorate for Halloween.
Wait, where did my face go? I can't see it.
That lamp stole my face.
That lamp stole my face.
But Paige, the lamp stole my face.
Do you know where it's at? It's on your head, on your face. So everyone's weak?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was phenomenal.
I started using a new skincare item called Snail Mucin.
Snail
and
Mucin?
It's literally snails.
What?
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm.
That sounds terrible.
How do you not know about this?
I didn't tell him because he yelled at me about buying too much on Amazon.
Like it's blended up snails or it's actual snails you just let crawl across your face.
You know when snails leave a track behind them of sticky stuff? It's that. Sticky stuff.
Ew. It's legitimate.
Yes.
Snail. Okay. All right.
It's a Korean skincare thing.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That makes
sense. Okay. It's kind of like that Sandra Bullock stuff.
Dude. Oh, gosh. Yeah. When I was in South Korea, the family I was living with, they brought me to their friend that like does like the medicinal, like
home remedies stuff.
Yeah. And they're like, he's like, here, I want you to have this. And it was this ball of like, don't know what was in it, but it was gold leaf. And it was like $100 medicine ball. And he's like, that will, detox you and make you feel really good. And I ate it and I thought I was dying.
What do you mean?
It was the most disgusting thing ever. And when he says it detoxes your blood.
Yeah.
You poop.
You like within minutes, it's like. And I'm just like.
Clears you out.
Doing like one of these things. And I'm like, oh my gosh. There's so many toxins.
Imagine if he runs back. He's like, hey, so how did that affect your skin? Wait, what do you mean?
What do you mean for skin?
You rub it on your skin.
It's a bath bomb. You're supposed to put it in the bathtub.
It tasted really funny.
What happens if you eat it?
I don't know. I think I'm allergic to it because my stomach feels itchy.
Where's my face?
What does that lamp have my face?
The lamp is wearing my face.
That Korean lamp has my face on it.
Bro, I did eat a ton of kimchi before taking that story.
Did you?
Could have been something in it.
Yeah.
Where do you get your kimchi?
I get my kimchi from Takashi at Funko.
Is he your dad?
Pretty much. No, he's Andy's dad.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, that's true.
No, he's got some kimchi behind the counter if you just ask him for it.
I used to have a kimchi dealer, and my favorite was called Feel the Burn.
Oh, you got a kimchi guy?
Kimchi lady.
Oh. Sorry to assume.
I wonder what she's doing these days.
Probably still hustling the kimchi game.
Yeah.
My next door neighbor back home, or like a couple streets down, his mom made kimchi, and anytime I'd ask, I'd be like, can I get a little for like a dish? And he'd come over with one of those like tubs.
Yes.
His mom was so excited someone wanted kimchi.
It's so good for you.
Yeah.
Speaking of kimchi and blowing up the bathroom.
Yes.
I've been listening to a podcast recently talking about the atomic bomb.
Okay.
And the Oppenheimer stuff. Which when this comes out, Oppenheimer has been out for a couple weeks.
But we're going to watch it tomorrow.
We are, except Lily, because she's like,
I don't even want to. Lily, you have to come.
No, figure it out.
No, you guys are a bunch of brats.
Figure it out.
Now it's getting real. Uh-oh. In particular, my husband, because we have been talking about this movie for so long. He says to me yesterday, hey, can you go see the movie tomorrow? No, I cannot go see a movie tomorrow.
It's been out. The day that it's going to be released has been out for over a year, Lil. Put it on your calendar. You knew when it was going to happen.
I didn't know you guys were going to go see it tomorrow. It's obvious that you don't care if I see it or not.
No, we're just making it a priority, okay? All right? My kids' are birthdays tomorrow. I have a funeral I need to go to tomorrow, but I'm putting it all on the back burner.
Yeah.
I have to baptize some kids. I said, no, that's not going to happen.
No.
No, that's not important. It's not important. I'm driving right past any fires, anything that's happening, because this is important. Yeah, I've had this on my calendar for a long time. And you should have been there. You should have gone.
Huh?
I said, good man.
Yeah.
Real quick. Can you mute the TV?
It's loud as heck.
Oh, you can hear it?
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry.
No, that might be outside.
No. I was trying to figure it out. It's the TV. It's
okay.
Good. We're good.
But I still hear it. It is outside.
There's other stuff out
there's
there.
Music out there.
Speaking of the Oppenheimer stuff.
Speaking of the atomic bomb, which I was talking about, they went into this whole like conspiracy theory of like, one of the theories was that you guys have probably heard this, that when we ignited the first atomic bomb, all of a sudden aliens started showing up. So like there's a bunch of UFO sightings. So the Roswell thing happened very shortly after the first atomic bomb went off.
Okay.
And just all these people were reporting sightings. And one of the things that I thought was so weird that I didn't listen to or I didn't know about until after we talked about those lights in the sky, remember?
Yeah.
And they stopped and spread apart.
Mm-hmm. Wacky.
These people in the 40s, no, it would have been the 40s. They said no one knew that the atomic bomb went off, but they just started seeing sightings. All these people in New Mexico were reporting this. It looked like a meteor shower coming down, and then it broke apart into separate orbs.
What?
And it stopped, and it said that they flew parallel to the ground. Exactly like that video.
Wow.
Like they described it to
this
the T.
The same time as the nuclear bomb going off in Japan.
Yes.
Wow.
Dude, yeah. Okay. This makes so much sense, though. Like going back to if it's people from the future, if you were coming to save humanity from a cataclysmic event, wouldn't you be trying to affect the creation of one of
our even or just study it even?
Yeah.
Right? Because, I mean, like that could be a lot. That's one of the things they say. They're just here to observe.
Yeah.
Like, things, I don't know.
But one of the
that's
theories,
wacky.
Yeah. One of the theories is that it's it's a crazy theory, but it's like it's like humans from a different like a multiverse.
Of course.
That they can only travel because of this whole like mixing of atoms. It's weird. I don't even know how to explain
it.
But they said when they split the atom, that was detrimental to the multiverse.
Oh.
And so they came here to be like, hey, you can't be doing this because you're going to mess everything up.
How fun is that? They need to make a movie about that. That would be fun. I would watch
that. That's actually
like that.
All what Oppenheimer is about.
Just
they do the bomb right in the first 5 minutes, and it's just all aliens.
And Spider-Man shows up.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange, what have you done? That's wacky, though. It's crazy that the accounts are matching up, too. And they're seeing the same things.
But it's so weird because I was listening to this, and this podcast, the one that I was listening to, it came out in like 2018.
Yeah.
So it was well before these lights showed up, but they described these people, and some people saw it while they're flying on a plane.
Yeah.
They looked out the window and they're like, oh my gosh, look at, there's a meteor.
Wow.
And then all of a sudden it's like, and then it splits apart and then they just zoom off.
Yeah.
Oh man. And sorry. Go ahead.
No, they just look way bigger than drones too. Cause I'm seeing a ton of drone shows and these just, there's no way it's just a regular drone.
Did you hear about
those?
I'm
really into drone shows right now.
They're cool.
Have you seen them? Cool.
That's some booger eater pastime.
Hey, what are you talking about? Have you seen it?
Have
it's
you not
amazing.
Seen? How dare
I have
you?
Seen
Booger Eater Pest. That's actually a really great name for a band or a podcast. Booger Eater Pastime.
I think it was in New York or something. Mm. They had the giant drone show.
Okay.
And it was like, I don't even know. I want to say like 700 drones or something. Huge.
Yeah.
And it lost connection. And they all went into the water.
Uh-oh. Oh,
and so all these
like,
boats had, they're like literally scooping up hundreds of these drones. Like, I think they said it equated to like $2 million worth of
how
drones.
How sad is that? How sad like, would you?
My drone. My drones.
It's only some dude just.
No, he's like this.
My drones. My drones.
All the booger eaters are like, oh.
Oh,
man.
At least I still have my boogers.
Those will never run out of Bluetooth.
It's
just some guy that just accidentally connected to his speaker or something. Figured it'd be cool. No, my bad.
You but, told me, I don't know if you're going to talk about this. You told me the other day something that was so freaky about the atomic bomb.
What?
It was that when they did their initial test, like when they were going to launch it off.
With the burning the atmosphere?
They had no idea what was going to happen.
Yeah, they literally had no idea what was going to happen when they split the atom for the first time.
Yeah.
And for real risk
yeah.
was that they were going to wipe out humanity.
Literally.
That they
so it was a gamble.
They could burn up the atmosphere and everyone on Earth would die. But they still did it.
They were willing to take that risk. Yeah. For what? Science that wouldn't even matter.
Bro. And I thought about that. This is a little too whatever.
It's okay.
But how did the U.S. not, how was it not a war crime? What happened, what they did to Japan?
I was thinking about the other
because
day.
One of the excuses that they use on, it was Hiroshima first and then.
Nagasaki second, yeah.
Yeah. Nagasaki was primarily a military base, but Hiroshima, they said it was something like over 75,000 civilians were
gone.
I'm like, man.
See, I was looking that up recently because I was like, because I don't know anything about World War II. I don't know anything about the World Wars, but I looked up. I was like, I wonder how much of a warning that could happen because I was watching one of the nuclear blasts. I watched one of the atom bomb like videos. And one of the top comments said, this could happen to us on any Tuesday.
Oof.
Yeah.
Like, it's that. And I'm like, I wonder how much of a heads up we would get. Obviously, they didn't get any before, but I'm sure we would get something now where it's like, whether it's 30 minutes or whatever, or five.
Well,
back then, they had no warning. There was even pamphlets, apparently, that they dropped in some other type of scenario, maybe like I think it was before the atom bomb, like way before, of just like letting them people know. You can look pictures of it, and it's America dropping pamphlets on the city.
I don't believe it.
And no, it's not. It's not. This is way before that, but it was like just letting them know like what we're building, what's possible. It's not before the actual events, like directly before, because that they're not saying evacuate, but there are pamphlets that they have pictures of Americans just saying like, hey, like. This is bad. You need to leave.
That kind of sounds like propaganda. Like the U.S. is like, hey, we warned them.
But I looked it up online, like, because I was actually really curious. So I don't know where the pamphlets, like, who's.
Yeah. When I worked at Disney, you know, we had every single person from every single culture come through mouse gear. And I'll never forget, there was a language barrier. These people, I would always ask you, I always asked where you're from, because when I was like checking someone out in the queue, because you could get the craziest answers, and they were like, Japan. And they were from Hiroshima. Or no, they were from Japan. And I was telling them about how we had some cultural exchange people working there that were from Hiroshima, but we had such a language barrier that all I was saying was Hiroshima. And I'm like, they left later and I'm like, I wonder what they thought I was trying to say.
This is the only thing.
Yeah, I'm familiar. We did this, you know, whatever. Anyway. Crazy.
But, oh, yeah. That's
us. We're responsible.
Yeah, we're aware.
They're like, oh, okay.
You guys need to listen to that podcast, though, because I learned so much information about the whole Manhattan Project and all that stuff.
Nice. Yeah.
Crazy.
I heard about the Ken Burns documentary on World War I and II are apparently phenomenal, too. And I need to do some deep dives on World War II.
Yeah.
I wonder what I need to try to watch before tomorrow. I wonder if there's anything I need to know.
You should listen beforehand. To this podcast, honestly, because it gave a ton of information about Oppenheimer and how he was pro-communist, but he never registered as a communist, but he would send donations to communist parties.
Yeah.
And basically it
who doesn't? That First of all,
ended
who doesn't?
Up ruining his career because they thought that he was trading the atomic bomb secrets with Russia. Even though they couldn't prove it, but he was basically blacklisted from the government and then became a professor at Princeton.
I'm excited to see the movie.
Information.
Because it's just, I've seen the edits right now. It's just really creepy. I've seen his speech that he did beforehand, that whole destroyer of world stuff. It's creepy.
Yeah.
Quit bragging.
Lily, we'll see you there. We can't wait to watch it.
I won't be there.
What was that? Oh, that was you breathing. No. It sounded like static.
Ow!
It's happening. Oh. Where's my face?
I'm very excited to watch cinematography and just from a camera work point of view.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the movie that you guys literally are not allowed to see without me. I thought this was on that list, but obviously I'm not a priority.
Barbie?
You never communicated that.
What are you talking about?
He never said, hey, we have there to go see Oppenheimer.
Yes. Here's something. I need you all to cut your hand open right now and then do this and shake my hand.
Okay.
You will not go see Napoleon without me.
Okay, yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah, we will not.
Thank
Deal.
You.
Yeah. Deal.
With Joaquin Phoenix.
That one looks really intense.
Yeah.
Ridley Scott.
Really awesome.
Jeez, man.
Also,
Killer of the Flower Moon.
Flower Moon.
Martin Scorsese.
Golly, dude.
We're so spoiled.
I know.
Yeah.
But what's going on with the strike, though?
The strike
is ruining everything.
Bro.
Is it really? Why?
The writer strike and then the actor guild, they're on a strike right now, too. So all shows and stuff have, stopped.
Shows, movies, everything.
Listen,
all writing.
I am not a writer or an actor. However, I can tell you that the average working individual has a hard time empathizing with people who are complaining about money that make millions of dollars a year.
True.
Your strife is not.
I think there's
not all actors.
I think there's more. It's most of the people that are really struggling are the people that don't get the type of residuals anymore because you have shows that are on Netflix now that are paying the people at Netflix, but it's not paying the people on the show anymore.
I see.
You watch. Think of New Girl. How many times
didn't know that.
New Girl gets watched or anything like that? Now it's on Peacock, but whatever. But it's like you think every actor on there is getting residuals, and they're not. And it's like because you're buying the package, and then it's done.
That is frustrating.
And so I know it's different for every type of project and different levels, but so there are people I know that are probably really struggling, but then there's other people. It's like, come on.
Yeah,
come on.
The dude who's in Gilmore Girls and Guardians of the Galaxy. You know what I'm talking about, though?
I hated that interview.
Yeah. He was so aggressive.
Yeah, well, he's like, Bob Iger gets paid 400 times the amount of the lowest paid employee at Disney. And I'm like, I'm just curious what he made up from Guardians of the Galaxy. He got paid $5 million. It's like, bro, you make 200 times more than the average employee.
So maybe you are speaking for the littler guy. But maybe we should put the littler guy on the pedestal instead of the big faces of the thing, because right now it's like we're looking at your paycheck and it's like we don't have the context to judge it fairly. Also, and so we just look at it on paper, and it's like it looks like you're doing all right.
In Bob Iger's defense, the dude, he's cutting back because last year Disney lost $800 million.
Really?
They had a loss of $800 million. There was no gain.
Yeah.
And so he's like, you guys are expecting me to pay you more when our company is losing money?
Mm-hmm.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude still gets paid a lot
Josh
of money.
And
that's true.
Josh and I have a theory about the Disney thing being a marketing issue.
With marketing is terrible.
Well, yeah, you think about it. I mean, I don't know anything about Elemental, that Pixar movie that came out. A lot of people.
I didn't even know what it looks
flopped.
Like.
I mean, I don't think it necessarily flopped because I think the reviews are good. I just think people didn't know about it.
Yeah. But did you guys know that there's a new Haunted Mansion out?
Yeah, I'm excited about
is
that.
Is it out or gonna
it's coming? It's next coming, week.
But it's like I got no ads about it whatsoever, and that's like one of my favorite Disney movies.
Also, with Indiana Jones, it's like I had no idea it was in theaters yet. Like
we knew it was happening, just not know when it was going to come out.
Like it's like I looked at, I'm like, oh, it's been out for a week.
Yeah,
I had no idea.
It seems like they just didn't get used to like the whole switch from cable to like all these different streaming services where you're at.
That's definitely the struggle right now.
Oppenheimer and Barbie absolutely killed it with marketing.
Yes.
Barbie especially.
Barbie
the whole dream house in Malibu, did you see that?
Yeah.
That was so dope. And just they're crushing
That marketing team needs
their trailers the way they were they were doing the Planet of the Apes type of thing. They were spoofing that was genius.
So funny.
But oh my gosh, speaking of Barbie.
Yeah, what's happening?
We gotta don't go anywhere. What is it?
What happened? Calm down. They're just stickers, dude. They're just stickers. No, stop. It's okay. They're made from sundaycool.com. They're really great. They're really tough. They're really durable. And they're easy to use. You can place them anywhere you want. You can make them fully custom. Whatever you want on a sticker. It's just a sticker. Touch it. Look at it. No, don't be scared. You can go to sundaycool.com and order your own custom stickers today. And you don't have to be afraid of that. Okay, try
really?
It. Yeah, try it.
Dude, I'm so excited for this reel.
Y'all don't even. Can I go? Don't talk it up, Andrew. Don't talk it up, Andrew.
No, I'm going to talk it up.
Because if you talk it up, we raise the expectations, and if it doesn't work out, then it's like, then we can't trust you when you say those things.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be a trash reel, right?
Sorry.
It's going to be a bad one.
It's terrible. I was high when I found it, so it might suck.
What have you been watching, Lil?
We're in a lull.
A lull?
We're in a lull.
It's a good day. It's a good time to be in a lull with this strike. You're not going to get new TV shows. Stranger Things season 5 is not coming out until 2027.
What? Not that I care.
They're going to be in their 30s, bro. Like, it's
is it really? Gosh.
2027.
That's intense. You're sure?
Look it up. Writer strike is now they're confirmed that it's basically going to be 2027 before that comes out. So many other things now, but that means you can kind of catch up on, you know, older movies or older shows you haven't seen yet.
You're going to make Andrew cry.
Yeah, I know.
Stranger Things thing.
It says 2025.
2025? Well, look at the writer strike. Look at all the rumors for that.
There would be new updates from the writer strike.
Did you... I started watching Vanderpump Rules. It's a lot.
Who's your favorite?
No, I don't know. That's the thing.
You hate them all.
No, first of all, everyone's like, I can't stand you.
You're poison.
I like the funny people, though. There are some funny people. The lady owner, she can be very funny.
Yeah.
But right now, it's tough for me. The names. Mm-hmm. There's so many people, and they're all connected somehow.
Yeah.
Because that person was with that person. And I'm having a hard time. It's Vanderpump very Rules.
Incestuous.
I'm trying.
Wasn't that ad fun?
That ad was, honestly, I kind of scared me a bit.
Yeah.
But I think I'm glad we did it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you were there with me.
Yeah.
I'm shaking. What are you scared about?
What, the ad?
Oh,
what
yeah.
Man. I have had a lot of caffeine, though.
Not nearly enough.
Whoa! Caffeine high!
Where's my face?
I'm a lamp.
I'm a lamp. What are you doing right now? But you know what time it is.
Question corner with Lily.
And the questions are fresh on her mind.
Everyone knows I like popsicles.
Yep.
Popsicles.
We are aware.
I would call myself a frozen dessert connoisseur.
Okay. Name 5 frozen desserts.
Popsicles, ice cream, and sorbet, and chocolate-covered bananas, and...
Gelato.
Gelato.
Yeah!
You are a connoisseur.
Well done.
Anywho, I particularly like blizzards.
Okay.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of
Oreo?
Variety. No.
Are you talking like just a mixture of
a
blizzard or a blast?
Like Dairy Queen?
Like candy and ice cream blended up.
I got you.
Some people call it a concrete. What is your favorite chain? Where's your favorite place to get one of those? Ooh. Your options include Dairy Queen, Sonic, Culver's, McFlurry, so McDonald's. Or a Chick-fil-A milkshake, which that's the anomaly out of here, but relevant, I think.
Dairy Queen.
Honestly?
You're not taking price into account.
I am.
Dairy Queen's so expensive.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Like a $6 ice cream.
No, are we saying what's the best, or are we saying you can't choose one for the rest of your life or something? Because if you're talking about the best, it doesn't matter about the price.
This is like a double question.
I guess I'm taking... economics.
No, just say your favorite.
Okay, well, Dairy Queen obviously is the best.
Okay, you can only have one for the rest of your life.
Dairy Queen.
Heath Bar Dairy Queen.
Ooh.
I know, my 97.
I love Heath Bar too.
Really? Isn't that the toffee one?
Yeah.
Ugh. Heath. No. No. It's even also the most unattractive name in the world too, right?
What?
Hey.
Heath.
There's some
Heath. Apologies to all the Heaths out there. I'm sure you're very handsome.
What about Heath Ledger?
But the name alone. Never mind.
Yeah.
Change the game. Oh man, I would honestly choose.
Andrew can't have any. I just remembered that.
Yeah, you just remembered that.
I have an answer though. I'm gonna say Chick-fil-A because I used to make the milkshakes when I worked at Chick-fil-A, and I would combine the chocolate one with cookies and cream. I came up with that because I made sense, and it was actually like an off-menu thing.
You worked at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, I did. Like,
did you get a scholarship?
I did not. I was every place that I worked Burger King and Chick-fil-A, and I literally was like always trying to leave. My parents made me get a job.
Uh-huh.
And so if it was ever slow, I'd be like, I'll go home. And so like, I probably worked like every day. It was like a 2.5 hour shift.
Nice.
So yeah.
What's better, Burger King or Chick-fil-A?
Well, I can't actually eat the chicken at Chick-fil-A because it goes through a milk wash unless
Bottle
it's
milk.
Grilled.
So, oh, shoot.
Burger King was legit, though. Slept on. I like Burger King.
Yeah, I
love McFlurries because those are nostalgic. But if you're talking about the best flavor and it's the one and done, I'm a one type of guy flavor.
Okay.
If I know it, I love it, I'm going to keep ordering it. And it's that peach milkshake from Chick-fil-A.
I had one today.
I'm obsessed. It's the greatest milkshake I've ever tried in my life.
All right.
What are you talking about? All right. It's so good.
Greatest, but
it's the greatest.
Right. You say but DQ? Also,
yeah, Dairy Queen.
All day?
All day.
Okay, we've not... Listen. Duke Sonic Cole. Is an honorable mention.
Yeah, Sonic is. They got some good...
They got everything.
They got a good and mix-up.
It's literally bigger than your stomach is.
Yeah.
The ice cream that they give
that's
you.
True.
What is that on Parks and Rec? It's like, how is this? It's like that 120. It's like, how is this a child size? Because a small child can actually fit inside of it. but I'm a Culver's dude. Have you had Culver's with the cheese curds dipped in? They have cheese curds there.
Yeah.
You dip in the chocolate milkshake, dude. It's the greatest combo.
My grandparents used to, after school, they'd pick us up sometimes, and we would go to Wendy's sometimes. Mm. I'd get a Frosty, and I'd dip my French fries in it.
I didn't say Frosty!
Dude, yeah. Mm. I went there last night with the youth group. It was insane.
My grandma thought it was so disgusting. She said, you can die by doing that. So for years, I was like, oh.
Is it worth it? I saw a kid last night dipping full-on chicken nuggets into the Frosty.
I do that that's all day.
That's amazing.
All day.
Okay. I've never tried it, so... I can't speak into it.
I thought you were going to say, well, it probably would kill you.
It probably would.
Yeah, I mean, probably. Who knows?
One day we'll do best chicken nugget.
Ooh, I think we need to do a taste test. I think we need to actually do like a blind taste test because I feel like I could tell apart.
Oh,
chicken nuggets?
I could tell by shape
for
alone.
For sure.
Shape alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shape alone.
Well, you'd have to do, it would have to be blind taste test.
I know, but you do this.
And you'd cut it.
Well, no, they would have to
cut each one.
You'd have to put it in your mouth.
I could do it by texture alone.
Okay.
I love that you look like a crab whenever you're touching chicken nuggets.
Andrew, you have something for us?
Hey, what's a band over here?
Oh, well, no. Oh,
give us
no.
A band. Any
oh,
band
no.
in the world.
Mumford.
Andrew has a real. Andrew has a real.
That was good. All right. So this is what laying in bed for a week found me. I want to know if you guys have ever heard of this or ever tried it.
Instagram?
Yep. You ready? Okay. And I just sent it.
All right. Click on the chat.
And always, I think it helps to.
Mine's not popping up.
I don't
up
have
yet.
It.
Not yet.
Everybody
Ninja
chill.
Clan.
It's waiting.
Chill.
Mine's still not popping up.
Mine's not up. You sent it to your.
All right. Everyone,
chillax.
It's coming. It takes a second to send.
I don't have it.
Everyone's I don't have it.
Refresh.
I'm doing it incessantly.
Sound, audio or no?
Sound does matter in this one.
All right. Josh does sound.
I don't have it.
Relax.
Is your Wi-Fi
We're not doing
on?
It yet.
I just turned it off.
We're not doing it yet. We won't do it until you have it, I promise.
This is just like Oppenheimer. Okay, I have it.
This is just like Oppenheimer.
All right, chat. Click the chat in 3, 2, 1.
I clicked it.
Then click the video.
So, Amazon package, right? This is supposed to be the most world's sourest candy.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
Okay, I got to try it.
You like sour candy, Andy?
Whew.
No, I do love challenging food, though.
Look at it. Look how sour it is. Look,
oh,
just
no.
Look at the powder.
Deceased,
the
right?
Stuff.
He died.
Let me see.
Oh, no.
Let me guess. You have oh. some.
Oh, no, yeah.
Oh, no.
Do you really?
I can't do it. I can't do
yes,
it.
Yes, you do.
No.
You have to.
It's here.
That's a good one.
I can't do it.
Yes, you do. Yes, right. You can. Come on. You have to.
Oh, no.
This is great.
I already have a little
I'm
bit
so
of
I'm so excited.
Headache.
I'm scared.
Someone come grab these from me.
I give me in charge.
Disperse them.
All right.
Here, grab two and then I'll hand.
Have you tried it yet?
Oh, yeah. So don't.
You
got
to try it now, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just,
what do you think,
so
Andrew?
The challenge. It's pretty gnarly. So the challenge.
You hit me in the shoulder.
Should I give one to Demi and Zola when we
yes.
get home?
Okay, so hold up. The challenge is not to just try it. It's of the four of us
who can keep it in the longest.
Who can keep it in the longest?
Let's go! You have to try. I know it's gonna suck. I know it's gonna
hate sour.
I know you do, but you have to try.
Hate sour.
Competition right here.
My heart's racing.
All right, here we go. You ready? In 3, 2, 1.
Mama.
Oh!
Oh! I'm out.
Is that really that bad?
Shut up. You're lying.
Give me another one.
Dude, my tongue feels...
Give me okay? another one.
Are you okay? That feels like it burnt my tongue.
Oh my gosh.
Are you okay? Get your mic. Your mic.
You're going through.
I don't want to hear me.
Here, throw it over here. Are you okay?
Dude, what's wrong with your palate, bro?
It's completely clean.
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty good once you get all the way through, but I can't get there.
Oh my gosh. I'm crying.
What is wrong with you? That doesn't taste sour to you at all?
I mean, I notice the sourness, but it's not making me sour.
It's not making me sour.
Is that what sour face? Like, is that what they call it when you get sour?
I held it on my tongue. I didn't move it around or anything like that. And then when I did.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
Dude, awful.
That's poison.
That's a bummer.
Okay. I don't think people want to hear you sloshing on a sucker.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Ew.
I have tears coming out of my eyes.
That made me sweat even more, dude.
I know.
I went.
Sweaty.
Yeah.
I went.
Don't touch your eyes.
That's not normal. You know that.
I don't know. Maybe my tongue is just deteriorating. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's falling apart.
That's what caused cancer.
Oh, cool.
That thing.
It's just a bunch of asbestos around a gumdrop ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a fan.
That was good. That was really good.
Andrew, that was
I'm really glad you brought that. That was fun.
My eyes are
crying. Only $70.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding.
Worth it. I'm going to have Kelsey dry one tonight. That's hilarious.
Now this water tastes weird.
Everything's going to...
If we gave that to Ada, she would die.
A small child.
She's just like implode.
Straight into a coma.
Watch, she looks right, makes eye contact, goes...
He's like, dude, when I first got it and
I'm
opened it up,
you.
A cloud of whatever chemical dust they dust that with. Like I inhaled it.
Oh.
Okay. Speaking of sour things.
Yeah.
Did you guys see that thing that washed up on the shore in Australia?
The big metal thing?
Yeah.
No.
What was that? Do they know yet?
Listen. This giant metal thing washed up on shore in Australia. And like for a week, they're like had these like, I don't even know who they were, but they were wearing like hazmat suits. Uh-oh. And they're like examining it. And like for a week, they're like, we have no idea what this is. But the thing that they came up with, they said it's space junk from a foreign rocket.
Rocket.
Space junk from a foreign rocket.
Jeez.
What does foreign mean? Like, foreign from where?
That's what I'm
this
saying.
Earth?
Oh.
It's huge.
It's
huge.
Ginormous.
Like, you stand next to it, it's like...
And it just washed up?
Just washed up.
It looks like it's made out of, like, copper or something. I don't know, man. It's really weird. It's, like, bolted shut at the top.
Oh, weird.
It's strange. It's the size of, like, a car.
Yeah.
Weird.
Where'd it come from? What's in it?
Where
What's
did
in
it?
It?
Go?
Yeah, like, there's got to be some type of test where, like, what it was storing inside, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
No?
But this got me on... I saw this on old Joe Rogie.
Oh.
He was talking to the scientists about... I need to start writing down how you say things.
Yeah.
Because I'm totally going to butcher it, I think. The Oumuamua object?
Perfect.
The Oumuamua object.
Okay.
That they found in space in October 2017. It's this long, elongated thing that's like the size of a football field. And it's the first object that they've been able to track in our solar system that came from outside of our solar system.
Uh-oh.
And
really?
And they're like, oh, it's a meteor. But there is no aspect of it that was a meteor. There is no, like, what do they call it, cosmic tail coming off of it.
Yeah.
And so the scientist guy, he's like, I'm just going to, like,
just, he called himself like the Sherlock Holmes. I'm going to like dive into it and like try to figure it out. But it was traveling so fast that it wasn't attached to anything gravitational wise. So like when it got closer to the sun, it sped up to pass the sun. Like, so when it gets sucked into the sun.
Wow. So it was like intelligent enough to be like.
Yeah. Well, they're like, what could it be?
Yeah.
Because it came from outside of our solar system.
It changes speeds.
Changes speeds. And he said like the light on it would change too. Like it almost like could control its own light.
Weird.
Yeah. Well, yeah. if you're changing speeds when you're going around a certain star or whatever, like that would, I would say that's intelligent life or some type of intelligent life, right?
Well, they found something, I think it was this past September, they found an object that somewhat resembled that, that was but already in our solar system. And it turns out that object was a rocket booster from one of the lunar trips, but it didn't, like everything about it didn't match what they saw.
Yeah.
It just behaved the same.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, so it wasn't, it's trajectory and like how it just like moved through space.
Maybe it's like a type of material that I feel like I look like I just got broken up with because of that sour thing. Maybe it's like a type of material that like the core of the sun repels.
Mm.
Like magnets that aren't supposed
to touch. That's interesting. Butts.
I know, like, am I a physicist?
Am I a scientist?
Magnets?
You know when you try to put two butts of a magnet together?
Two butts of a magnet?
I think I figured it out. Step aside, booger eaters. Lily's here.
But isn't that crazy?
I mean, is bonkers.
But they said the shape of it, it was like flat
and
like oblong. Like it kind of looked like a rock, but it's
oblong.
Just like, oblong.
Word of the day, Dad.
Yeah. I thought you were going to mock me.
No.
Like, I'm always
oblong, really?
Given that's not even a word. Vocabulary. that's a 10-point word.
So what is it?
Who knows?
But it's gone now. It went right close to Earth and went out.
And it made that noise, too.
Yeah, it went.
It made two different noises? Is that three different noises?
Yeah.
This kind of piggybacks off of the unknown objects in the ocean right there. But there is a thing about a guy who used to work in the Navy in the 70s.
Uh-oh.
And he they place an acoustic sensor device all throughout the ocean floor in the certain areas.
Mm.
And this was to map the ocean floor, detect submarines, and find another anomalies and stuff. Okay. The technology covers a large portion of the ocean floor and has given the Navy an amazing perspective of their underwater terrain. That's what it says. And then it says, one of the contacts while in the Navy who worked on the ASW team, who was responsible for monitoring the sensors and everything, they would discuss underwater submersible objects that detected that would travel at thousands of miles per hour. Underwater.
What are you talking about?
He said they also have detected various structures underwater that are active and that they stay clear of. And so those might be like volcanoes or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
But they're detecting actual anomalies.
This underwater. Came out recently?
This is a report left from a guy that worked in the Navy in the 1970s.
Oh, what? Yeah.
That was in the 70s? They were tracking this stuff?
When they placed the sensor devices in on the ocean floor.
That is so cool.
So,
you know how you get stoked about space?
Yeah.
I get stoked about the ocean.
Well, those are probably like alien stuff, though.
Yes!
Oh.
They're meeting.
Dude, the ocean freaks me out way more than space.
Yeah. And it makes me wonder, like, because they always say, like, 95% of the ocean isn't discovered. But it's like, is there a reason for that? Or is it kind of like, we get it? Like, is there enough evidence out there where it's like, we really don't need to?
Or like, don't go looking.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, are we doing that on purpose?
Yeah.
Or
They're still discovering stuff. Did you guys see the underwater lake that they found at a certain level? That was trippy.
Dude, so it was like the lowest point or something.
Yeah. And that like the water is just a different density. The guy was like looking out his window. He was like, that's a lake. I'm underwater. Why can I see another lake?
Weird.
And it was literally like falling off a shelf.
Not only that, like when a fish, like the submarine couldn't even go through it.
Couldn't penetrate.
Like they couldn't. It's just so dense.
Yeah. And then like when like the clams or something that were down there.
I don't remember.
When they went in the water, it literally rippled.
Yeah.
Weird.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
It's
nuts.
It's like Squidward taking a bath in SpongeBob. You're like, wait a minute. Why are you taking a bath in the ocean? I don't understand.
It works.
But speaking of the ocean.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of the doomsday fish?
No.
This is the weirdest thing ever.
Where do you find this stuff? We live together.
I know.
What are you researching?
Yeah,
it's called a deep sea oar fish.
Okay,
like a rowing boat oar.
Yeah,
but they can grow up to like 36 feet long, and they are the creep. They look like aliens. They're the freakiest looking fish ever.
What is it called?
You can look up doomsday fish or
deep sea oar.
Oar fish. Yeah,
you're a deep sea oar.
But
your mother's a deep fish oar. I can never.
You said oar.
Continue.
You said oar, right?
Yeah. I said oar. Continue.
The O was silent.
Dude, those are look so creepy.
Yeah. But they
see. Okay, continue.
You said oar.
Yes, okay. I said oar. Quit saying it.
Okay, but they call them the doomsday fish because when they come up from the deep sea. Yeah.
Dude, they're big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, 36 feet long.
I know, but like long, but like they're they're freaking huge. Yeah, they're like,
why? Yeah. 36 feet.
That's what they can grow up to. But the like Japan and Taiwan, they just spotted one in Taiwan recently coming up from the bottom of the ocean.
Oh my gosh.
And they call it the doomsday fish because for, I don't even know, hundreds of years, whenever the people of Japan, Taiwan, all these islands and stuff, when they would see this fish, something terrible would happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
So the last time these fish came up and washed ashore, that giant tsunami hit Japan.
Uh-oh.
Go.
And so this one was just spotted in Taiwan, I think, this past week.
Yeah.
And it was coming up, but it also had these, like, really weird, mysterious-looking holes in it.
Uh-oh.
I just saw that. It was so scary. So I'm loving all the parallels today. We're seeing the doomsday fish now. We have the comparison between the aliens in the Oppenheimer and Oppenheimer dropping. So this is fun.
Dude, this is cool. A lot of fun. That thing that washed up in Australia, what if that was one of those underwater craft?
Bro. There's so much happening.
Dude.
Because they like the best we can guess is that it's space junk from a foreign rocket.
Yeah, we don't
like,
know.
You think there would be something I'd be like, oh yeah, this is from China or this is from North Korea.
You
like
would if think a piece we had of a enough car- knowledge, yeah, about yeah. what our partners are doing.
But they're studying that thing for like a week on the beach. They close the beach off.
Yeah. It's got to be made out of some type of material they can pinpoint.
Yeah.
Because it can't be new. It's got to be somewhat old, I imagine.
Kryptonite.
Possibly. Maybe there was an alien inside. Maybe there was, a superhero inside of that thing and bust it out.
Whoa.
Nice.
Whoa. That's a superhero egg.
Wow.
He hatched.
It's a robot egg.
Oh. But yeah, did you guys hear about the kid in the army in North Korea?
No.
Okay. No. So this happened this past week as well. Mm-hmm. This kid in the army, I call him kid because he's like, I think he's literally like 20.
Yeah.
He got arrested for being at a bar or a club and then like fighting people.
Yeah.
And so they arrest the U.S. military arrested him and they're shipping him or flying him back to the U.S. But when he was in the airport, there was some law in South Korea where the U.S. marshals couldn't bring him to the gate. And so he got to the gate. He's like, oh, I accidentally left my passport. And they said, okay, yeah, go get it. And he literally walked out of the airport. He jumped on a tour bus.
What?
Went to the demilitarized zone of in between North and South Korea and was with the group and then took off full speed running over the North Korean border.
Why would you do that?
So now they have him captive.
To North Korea?
Yeah.
Why?
And they said that he was like laughing while he was doing it. Jumped over there, immediately apprehended, and now he's in North Korea. Who knows what's there now for North Korea though? This is like they have
an American.
Yeah, they have a leg up now that they can do like negotiations now.
Jeez Louise.
And it's like, bro.
Yo, it's like keep them, dude. Like, whatever you running over there for?
Also, they must not be let on top of things in South Korea.
It's just a prank.
I'm joking.
Guys, I was joking.
I can't imagine. In South Korea's defense, I can't imagine there are a lot of people willingly running over the border.
Yeah,
in North Korea.
I don't think so.
They were like, it's probably like,
quite the opposite. Like, what? People were like running to the South Korea.
They were like, where are you running to?
Yeah.
Everyone's like,
why are you running that way?
The North Koreans are like, wait a second. You can do that? You can come over here?
You're like, oh, this has never happened before.
Do we grab him?
Are you lost? Sir, you want to go this way?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Are you sure? Yeah, take but me into custody.
Speaking of military things, too, because this I thought this was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, under like NATO and all this stuff, Vladimir Putin is has war crimes against him. So like he's okay, basically yeah. I don't know what you call him, a war criminal, yeah. Right? So if he steps foot in any of these countries that have any alliance to NATO, he has to be arrested.
Mm.
And he's planning a trip. Vladimir Putin's planning a trip to South Africa.
Uh-huh.
And South Africa, they were like, you can't because we have to arrest you. But they like weirdly like Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm coming anyways.
Yeah.
And they're like, and so they went and like asked NATO, like, can you like not have repercussions for us if we don't arrest him? Like, no, you have to arrest him if
yeah.
he comes. They're like,
yeah,
we don't want to. So it's like this weird, yeah.
oh no,
like it's this just super weird situation.
Can you guys come down and take care of him? Cause
like we don't want to do that. Yeah. Cause it's like, I mean, think of like, the Russia is like a powerhouse.
Yeah. yeah.
And if you arrest their leader, then that country of the powerhouse yeah, is like, probably going to
at war.
South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be nervous.
And so but South Africa is like, hey, don't, maybe just don't come yet. And he's yeah. like, I'm coming.
Yeah.
And like, hey, NATO, what do we do?
Yeah.
And like, you have to arrest him.
Hopefully he has like a connecting flight in like London or something. Just in Heathrow, just waiting. Like,
oh, how the tables have turned.
Arrest him.
Arrest him now.
Vladdy, you've been very baddy. To the jail.
To Scotland Yard.
Does every cop in London rhyme their words?
Laddie, you've been a baddie. Tisk, tisk.
That would be that you know that would be on the newspaper headline.
Yeah. Last thing about I have with worldwide conflict stuff.
I have some Korea stuff. That remember that assassination?
Oh yeah, yeah.
On King John Un's brother,
yeah, yeah.
half brother or whatever.
Yeah. Let me yeah. say this first.
Yeah.
Because this was the craziest thing to me. So China and India have a border that that goes through like the Himalayas and stuff. And they have a treaty to where at the border, they're not allowed to shoot each other, okay. but they both hate each other.
What border is this?
Sorry. India and China.
India and China, okay.
And it's very remote, like yeah. deep in the mountains. And the Chinese and the Indians are constantly moving where the line is, like the border line.
Yeah.
And so they're constantly fighting, but they're not allowed to shoot each other. But China and India came to agreement, you guys can kill each other. It can't be with guns and stuff, but you can use whatever you want.
Oh, and so my gosh. The
troops on both sides, they're literally making like medieval weapons.
Oh, my goodness.
Like a trident, swords, spears.
A trident?
Yes. And yeah. like I looked up videos. It's crazy. They're like yeah. on a mountaintop and they're just like literally just fighting each other, but like killing each other.
Oh, jeez. Terrible.
Over a border.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just having fun
like
at
in
that
a part of the world
yeah.
where no one's probably going to go.
Why do you think they got rid of the guns? Do you think it's one of those things where it's like, hey, we don't want that, like...
Probably so the conflict doesn't arise. Yeah. Like something...
Because they're less likely to
go fight. To war yeah. if they're just fighting with swords.
Yeah. It reminds me of that Albert Einstein quote that you mentioned, like how...
Oh,
like,
the sticks and stones.
Like how we don't know how World War III is going to be fought, but World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones.
Yeah.
I'm on the Mid Journey. We got a subscription to Mid Journey, which is that AI art program.
Okay.
And you just, you know, there was somebody that put out there like, you know, give us the next, give us the coolest guy in each decade for the next 100 years, right? So in 2030, as you can imagine, all the way up to 2100, is that what you would call it? 2100?
21st century?
21st century. No,
22nd.
2000s? Yeah, 21st, whatever. 2100. It just kept getting like more futuristic LED like jackets and lights and cool like slick back hair, all like very robotic technical okay. stuff. But then after 2090, it went to the 2100s. That first decade was a man covered in fur and in like and plating, metal plating, like a knight.
Yeah, and, AI is yeah. giving us this timeline.
So like people, like the 90s yeah. and stuff, they had like a dude that looked like the 90s, but like he was a warrior with yeah. like. Neon glasses and like a cell phone.
Suit cyberpunky type of feel.
Okay.
But then it's like no joke, the next 10 years, it's Renaissance time basically. And so that like so the top comments were like, is AI telling us that like that'll be the decade where we have the AI war?
You guys are freaking me out. Ada's babies will be alive then.
Yeah, but we won't be. So
yeah.
They'll have fun.
I'm very concerned about Ada's baby.
I'll be all right.
They'll fight hard.
Speaking of Ada, she has figured out how to unlock all the doors in our house.
You sent me that video of her running outside that
house. We can show that video, right?
Yeah. Why not?
Because it's kind of funny.
At least her just running outside.
While we're talking, I was filling the tub up for Ada, and I got the Ring notifications that someone was on the side of her house. And I'm like, why would Lily go outside right now? And I'm like, Ada couldn't have gone out because I locked the doors.
Yeah.
Like big locks. And I walk out. I'm like, Lily? I'm like, oh no, it was Ada. And I ran to the front.
Yeah.
And then ran to the back. And she had run out the door, ran around the entire house, and then got on the trampoline in the back.
It's so funny.
She's just like, yeah.
Because the video's right above the door. You see Ada and just.
Dude, she takes. Well,
walk over, run away.
She's got rockets.
And then Josh walks out, walks over here, and then panics and runs that way. And then, like 10, 20 seconds later, Lily walks out. Josh! Ada! And this just keeps running. So funny.
She's the fastest 2-year-old I've ever seen.
Yeah. And now she's 2.5. She can figure out those locks, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So I got these, like, it's like these heavy duty, like, door jam locks that you put up real high and it, like, bolts in.
Yeah. Every time we lock up our kids once a week, we just do a nail gun. Just do a nail gun. And then we do the like Cheerios underneath the actual door. We just slide it.
Just to feed them.
That's
and
good
stuff.
Parenting.
Yeah.
That's good. That's your wife.
That's my wife.
Say the North Korean thing.
Oh, you want me to talk about it? Okay. Yeah, all right. So there's this crazy story that I heard, learned about, and it's about these guys who wanted to start. Let me start over. Okay. So it's two girls in two different places.
Okay.
One is in, I believe, it's Thailand and then Indonesia, right?
Okay.
It's two different girls. They get approached to be part of a YouTube prank channel.
Okay.
So these girls get reached out to and they say, all you have to do is you have to wear what we tell you to wear, and you have to take this ointment or this powder, and you have to throw it or rub it on people's faces that we tell you to. And so this goes on for quite a few months. They start getting paid.
Like prepping,
not a lot,
like,
but yeah.
And the camera work, they said, we have cameras set up in the airport that.
Yeah. So they give specific targets, what to dress, and they pay them not a lot, a lot of money to them, but it really wasn't a lot compared to, you know, our standards. But it's like one of those things where they started doing it more and more throughout the months. And then they have said, okay, now we want you guys to fly to the Malaysian airport and we're going to have a target for you there. And they had them a very specific uniform and everything. They got them their powder, and they went up to this man in the airport and they rubbed on his face, and he died.
I've seen this.
Yeah.
I've seen this.
Yeah. The guy that they rubbed the stuff on his face was Kim Jong-un's half-brother.
Crazy.
So they
assassinated Kim Jong-nam. And so they had, it's called like a X8 or something. It's a type of whatever they put inside the powder, but they rubbed on his eyes, killed him. Absolutely made him drop dead right there in the airport. And these girls got charged.
Yeah, they got arrested for murder.
Yeah. And so this huge thing, but it was a big assassination attempt. They had been trying to assassinate him for many, many years.
Yeah.
But this is how they figured it out, which
is crazy.
So scary.
Those poor girls. Yeah. I mean, but it's like, don't sign up for.
I think the charges ended up getting dropped, though.
It came back out.
That would have to be such a major investigation. Like,
well, it was years, I think, they were in prison.
I mean, what a thing of an unbelievable case.
Yeah.
Like, no, this is what happened. Okay, sure.
Yeah, all right.
Right.
I'm so serious.
Dude, but to string them along for months is crazy to me. Like, that's a true commitment. Like, that's a scary thing.
Yeah.
But the whole conspiracy behind it is that the American CIA was behind it.
Did not know that.
Yeah, there's a whole conspiracy thing on it that they were the ones that were fueling the whole prank channel and everything, and that's
why
there were so many moving parts.
We gotta start talking, saying some good things about the CIA and FBI and stuff.
I know.
Hey,
we're definitely on a list by now.
Yeah, probably.
Hey guys, keep up the good work. We think you guys have really good personalities.
Yes.
You know, my roommate from college, her brother's in the CIA.
Ooh. Uh-oh.
Exposed.
Uh-oh. Oh, is this a secret?
No. Wait, is that a secret?
She's like, is that a secret?
And then not anymore.
A dart. Just drops dead right there.
Anyways, that's all I got.
Dude, I got a couple more things. I got something happy just to end it with.
Nice.
You ready? Do you guys know how many people view the Super Bowl in the United States every year?
Oh.
Too many.
Let's do 500 million.
Nope.
No, because there's 300 million people in the U.S.
Uber.
It could have been.
People I'm going to guess.
200 million people could have traveled into America.
I'm going to guess 5 million people watched the Super Bowl.
It's 115 million, 56 million international views.
Oh, wow.
So Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi have both left. I think soccer is a better sport than football, but that's a debate for a different day. Just the unveilings. I'll give you a guess for Cristiano Ronaldo in the Saudi League. How many views?
How many people watched?
Globally. Just the unveiling, like, he's here.
600 million.
I'll go with that, too.
I'll go 800 million.
3 billion.
Wow! There's only seven of them!
Lionel Messi.
There's only seven of them. Billions.
Lionel, maybe there's eight now, I don't know.
Leo Messi in Miami.
Let's do...
If it's 3 billion, I don't know.
You started low? Did you start low?
I'm going to go lower because it's an American league.
I'm going to go higher. I'm going to go...
5 billion.
4 billion.
5.
2.
3.5.
3.5, jeez.
So it was more.
For just the dude walking out and saying, hi, guys. Thanks for letting me on your team.
Oh, it wasn't even a game?
No, it's not a game. It's an unveiling for both of them.
That is
crazy.
Bonkers, dude. I've heard where more people watch just normal, everyday soccer games more than people watch the Super Bowl. Which that's pretty impressive. Like normal season games are watched so much more than just the Super Bowl numbers. That's bonkers.
That is crazy. All right.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
Very good.
So if we have any fans who want to buy us tickets to
a messy game.
Enter Miami game.
Give me another sour one, please.
You're crazy.
Are you serious?
You're going to throw up.
Yeah, that might not be good for you.
It can't be.
Where did it say it came from?
China.
Oh, no,
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
North Korea?
Oh
no.
That's the powder.
That's
Is this a YouTube prank show? Now my tongue is starting to, it's wearing down, I think.
It says, may have an adverse effect on activity and attention in children. Like you could kill your kid.
That one was the most sour one. Maybe. That was really good.
Oh, yeah. Good.
That was really good.
Hey guys, make sure to rate our podcast. What do you call it? Yeah, rate it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Five stars.
Rate and review.
Rate and review. Write a review.
And go buy some merch.
Go buy some merch.
SundayCoolSwag.com.
Yeah, go buy some merch. Because we got that new shirt up there and we're about to get a really cool hat and a really cool shirt. And I won't give too much away.
Hopefully a bandana.
And hopefully a bandana. Really cool stuff coming. SundayCoolSwag.com. What are they commenting? What are they saying?
We'll have a comment. We'll
pick
on it. It's good.
Ice cream. Okay. Love you.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Love you guys. Thank you so much for watching. We love y'all.
We love you.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's
creatures.
That's
an empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Looks like we just wrapped up the podcast, Andy.
Ooh, we sure did.
Man, that feels good, doesn't it? Episode 49.
In the books.
In the books. Oh, man.
On to number 50, baby.
Feels real, real nice.
It feels so nice. It feels so good. When we do a podcast. Yeah. Feels so good for you listening and maybe watching us. Yeah, all of you across the globe, we love you so much.
Yeah, Lily isn't even watching it. Listening. All right, I'm done.